60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But first, everybody knows that feeling when you open up a present on Christmas only to be disappointed by the sad excuse for a gift that you find inside the box.
Yeah.
At that moment, you have a choice. Do you pretend that you really like it and lie? Do you become a liar in that moment? Or are you honest and admit that you hate it and tell them they should go back to the store and try again?
Whoa, I don't think that's an option at all.
I don't know if it's really that unthoughtful. I say deserve it.
Go for it. They clearly don't know who you are and why are they even getting you a gift in the first place if they can't figure it out automatically. Luckily, most people are kind enough to say thanks and then hide their true emotions. But it turns out the exact words you say are very important when you want to deliver something convincing.
Oh, okay.
A new study came out revealing what we really mean when we open unwanted Christmas gifts. For example, if somebody says, "Oh, wow, thanks so much."
Yeah.
That really means, "Oh, wow, that's a terrible present. You obviously don't know me."
Oh, wow, I was shocked. And then I managed to throw in a thank you at the end of that.
The wow is for like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Really? But, oh, wow.
Look at this.
Yeah. Or, how did you know I wanted that?
Really?
That really means, why would you think I wanted that?
Oh.
Or, that's so thoughtful really means, I can tell you put a lot of thought into this, but honestly, would have preferred something better.
Yeah, I can see that
sad.
One. Like, oh, at least you were thinking.
Yeah. It turns out the best thing to say to somebody, according to their research, is, I've actually been saving for one of those.
Ooh, that would be a huge compliment.
Yeah, but what if it's a really small present? Hey, like if it's like a coffee cup and you're like,
bro,
I've really been saving for one of those.
Bro,
like,
you're poor.
Yeah, yeah. Just like, damn, I should have just got you some cash then.
Yeah.
And you can't do that to every gift. You know, at a certain point, it's like, okay.
I've been saving for this too. Like everything.
And I guess that means that you genuinely wanted the gift if you say that, but you have to use it wisely. All right, let's get into the shock caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? I'm drawing a name out of the hat because I had the shock collar last. And I got... It says, Jubal, plug Enumclaw Chalet Theater flag. So I got myself and make sure you come check out. Check me out in Enumclaw at the Chalet Theater on Saturday, this weekend, tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
you can get tickets at uglytickets.com. That's a terrible plug, but I was thrown off by the nickname.
All right. They threw the plug at you.
Yeah.
Like, what?
I've got the shock collar. I'm putting it on. Jeff, please read me the shock collar question of the day.
The website Delish.com did some research and found the top items that are served at holiday parties around the country. And they found the number one dinner food served at a sit-down holiday meal is turkey, which beat out ham. The number one drink at holiday gatherings is eggnog. The top candy is candy canes. But what is the number one food served at holiday parties with over 7 billion of these consumed every year?
7 billion of these.
Party. And it, I'm like cheese and crackers, obviously.
There's always a cheese plate at every party.
There's always cheese, crackers. Chips, are chips a holiday party thing?
Yeah.
Would that be so weird? Over 7 billion chips served over the holidays?
I mean, you know what I mean?
Like the way he worded the end of it, it just sounds strange.
But is that why he worded it that way? Because they're small chips,
each
they can
chip
add up.
Considered an individual thing.
Who is counting all the chips, you guys?
Well, it's like averaging 200 bags or something.
I mean, people may count the bags, but I don't think people are counting individual chips.
I can just see someone counting one.
What about like pigs in a blanket or like hot wings? Like
I was
chicken
thinking
wings.
Hot wings.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I just had it. Mm-hmm. It's only served at holiday parties. It's the best part of any holiday party. Little Smokies, the little wieners.
Yeah, little Smokies
are those
good.
At holiday parties?
Yes,
yeah,
they're only
sure.
at holiday parties.
They're
and
at that and White Trash like Super Bowl parties.
I feel like I've only had, well, I was going to say, I feel like I've only had them at Super Bowl parties. I've never had them at a holiday party.
There you go, though. But if you're sharing a meal at the Super Bowl, those always are, you know, like chicken
cookies.
Wings.
What about cookies?
Stuff.
Holiday parties, they got cookies, right?
Yeah.
That's more of a dessert,
I just
though.
Got invited to a cookie exchange on my block. Because my neighbors are awesome.
I hate your neighborhood so much because of that. Read the question one more time, Jeff.
The website Delish.com did some research and found the top items that are served at holiday parties around the country. And they found the number one food served at a sit-down holiday meal is turkey. Number one drink at holiday gatherings is eggnog. Top candies, candy canes. But what's the number one food served at holiday parties with over 7 billion consumed every year?
Okay, you said sit-down. I don't
know. No, no. Sit down was turkey. This is just a holiday gathering.
Okay.
Like meatballs, I think, would be a really good choice.
Yeah, see, that's going along with a little smoky.
But none of these are very holiday themed.
That's what I'm thinking.
Is the only problem.
Well, turkey's
turkey
a holiday
ham.
Themed.
Yeah, turkey, you only have it during the holidays. When in the summer, on, you know, August, are you roasting a turkey?
Every
going
weekend?
To the fair, you get a turkey leg, I'm saying.
Man, okay. I'm just going to go with the Smokies, the Little Smokies, because you guys got, both got excited about that one. I'm going to go with the Little Smokies, Little Smokey.
Meatballs.
According to the website, Delish.com, the number one food served at sit-down holiday meals is turkey. Number one drink is eggnog. Top candies, candy canes. And the number one food served at holiday parties, with over 7 billion consumed every year, because no matter the occasion, everybody loves a good appetizer, particularly a shrimp appetizer.
Shrimp?
Really?
A good, good shrimp cocktail at a Christmas party.
So simple.
That's true.
That seems right.
All right, I got it wrong, and Jeff just handed me the lyrics to The Little Drummer Boy. Okay, so I'll sing that before I get shocked. Here we go. Come, they told me, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, our newborn king to see, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum-pum-pum. I don't think the shot collar's on. There we go. Our finest gifts to bring. Pull out!
I really feel like that's your
that's
song,
my, that's
man.
My jam.
Yeah, that is Jubal Christmas. Moving 92.5.